أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم. In the previous ayat we read where Allah tabaraka ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wa salam the Torah, Furqan, and this was for their hidayat. And when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to Allah ta'ala at Mount Tur to collect the Torah and to make a tikaf by Allah ta'ala, the people started worshipping the calf, the offspring of a cow, and they took that as their god. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered for the tawbah, granted their tawbah, but the completion of their tawbah was that those people who kept quiet did not engage in the worship of that calf, of the cow, and neither did they stop the others. Then Allah had ordered them to kill those people that had worshipped the calf. And in that was the completion of their tawbah. That is explained in this ayat. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اور جب کہا موسیٰ نے اپنے قوم سے جب when Musa, remember that time, this is the seventh favor, yeah, in the series which Allah Ta'ala is referring to, and this is also a great favor that the tawbah was accepted. So Allah says, remember that great favor of mine also, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, the Bani Israel, Ya qawmi, innakum zalamtum anfusakum. Ey qawm, tumne nuksan kya apna? You have harmed yourself very greatly. You did a great harm to yourself. Bittikhadikum al-ajl. Ye bachra banakar. That you made this calf, you made this cow your god. You to worship Fir'aun, Samiri, Haman, that was also terrible. But they were human beings, they had some brains in them. But to worship not only the ox, which is a stupid animal, but the offspring of an ox. How could you have become so stupid and you became so, and you made so much wrong to yourself? And unfortunately, the modern world, with all its technology, feels that we are very advanced, but they are also more worse than that also. This was even an ox. Today the technology we make, we are worshipping that technology. And we take it as our god and we follow all that, what technology dictates to us. So Allah had forgiven you, but the completion of the tawbah Allah has made, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ. So ab tawbah karo apne paida karne wale ke taraf. Now make tawbah, bari'ikum, your creator, who is the limit of, who is that unlimited limit of yours, that you go to no one else but to Allah Ta'ala. He is your bari. He is the one who brought you into existence from non-existence. He controls you. He controls your condition. So now return towards Him. Tubu rujuk. Turn towards Allah. Return to Allah. You did a terrible wrong, a very great wrong. It was not such that it could be forgiven, but I have forgiven you. But now complete that tawbah and turn fully towards Him. And that full tawbah was faqtulu anfusakum. Or mar dalo apni jaan. And now kill amongst yourself. The details of this is that those people who were the Sakitin, who did not worship that cow, and neither did they stop the others, the order was given to them that they must now kill those people who had worshipped the cow. It is narrated in the riwayat that they all gathered, and when Musa alayhi salam told them, they all accepted this command wholeheartedly. And they collected in one field, and 70,000 people were killed. They were just presented themselves to be killed. Just like at Qurbani time, the animals, so to say, to present themselves. They just lie down and you slaughter them like that with their daggers and with their swords. They had killed those who did not worship the calf but did not stop them. They killed 70,000 people of those people who were their close family also. But whoever got involved in that cow worship, they had killed them. And then Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam turned to Allah Ta'ala and begged Allah to have mercy. Then Allah Ta'ala completed their tawbah, and in this way, all those who were killed, it was also an atonement, it was also their tawbah of the sin, and they also were granted everlasting Jannah. And those who killed them, which was also very hard, it was also from Allah Ta'ala that they got their great rewards. They remained alive and they got their great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So that was the command of Allah for the Bani Israel at that time. And it isn't anything difficult to understand. This worldly life that Allah took was it's insignificant. Unfortunately, because we have made this worldly life everything of ours. We are prepared to sacrifice our deen also for our worldly life. Whereas the worldly life is nothing. So Allah took this worldly life which got no quality whatsoever, and immediately Allah gave them the great ni'mats of Jannah. And they were such great ni'mats that our minds can never comprehend and understand what great favors. So those who were killed, they were those people who committed this terrible sin. But by presenting themselves and being ready to be killed, Allah Ta'ala rewarded them so greatly. And they got this everlasting Jannah in that. So we also must keep our akhirat in mind. That is our object in life, not this dunya's life. Dunya is for the sake of akhirat. Dunya is not for the sake of this dunya. And if we will keep our akhirat in mind and our aqidah, our yaqeen is correct on the life of akhirat, all the matters of deen will be very easy to understand and to practice upon also. Otherwise, we will find it very hard to even understand our deen. And to practice our deen will be even much more harder until we don't have that iman on Allah, the akhirat, the commandments of Allah. Allah is absolute. Every command of His is perfect and is complete. And it is for us that we accept that wholeheartedly. And this incident of the Bani Israel, which is mentioned in the Torah also, which is mentioned by all the Mufassireen and many Muhaddithin have mentioned it also. This was the Tawbah that Allah had granted the Bani Israel, and thereby Allah purified them. And this is also, ulama have explained, just like a person who intentionally kills somebody else in our Sharia. Then if he hands himself over to the people or the family of the one he had killed, now it is up to them whether they want to take his life for the life that he took or whether they want to set him free. It is up to them. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala took their lives because of the wrong that they had done, and in the blessing of that Allah forgave them and blessed them with His pleasure and the everlasting Jannah. May Allah let us understand our deen, have our iman and yaqeen corrected, and that we practice upon our deen also fully. Wa akhiru da'wana.